Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Join us for part three of Walking in the Spirit.
Praise God, I didn't think I could make it, but He's changing me. I got a little bit more patience today than I had yesterday. He's changing me. That's a purpose. He wants you to be more and more and more like Him, to fall in love with Him. To fall in love with Him. Everything He does, more into Him, more into His likeness. I want to yield to Him. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He doesn't speak of Himself, but He reveals Himself. Just going over it. He teaches us all things, and He reminds us of the Word of God. He convicts us of our sins, and He warns us of our actions. He shows us when we're walking in the right direction. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Amen? I want to take you on a journey back quickly to Genesis chapter 24, if you turn there. And I want to show you a type and a shadow of the relationship that God wants between His people and the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 24, we're seeing where Abraham is sending his servant out to fetch a bride for his son. Abraham is sending a servant out, and this servant is an unnamed servant. And just as the Holy Spirit, and you can see all through this chapter as you read, you can see all of the types and all of the shadows. It's very rich. You could dig in there forever. And you can see all the types and shadows of the Holy Spirit in Genesis chapter 24 because Abraham calls and he doesn't even put the servant's name in there. But we know that it was his head servant because before Abraham had children, his head servant would have received everything he had. So we know and believe that it was Eleazar. And this unnamed servant here was sent on an important errand to find a bride for his son. So you already see the father, Abraham, Isaac the son, and Eleazar, the Holy Spirit. He sent him out on a very important errand to go find his son a bride. And he said, I want you to go to my people, and I want you to go, and I want you to find a bride of my father's family.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
And so he went. And so Eleazar took all kinds of gifts. He took 10 camel loads, I believe, filled with things. And he went, and he went into this land, and he's praying. And he's interceding. And he's asking God as he went to this well. And it's symbolic as well. He went to this well, and he's asking God, where is this bride? And he says, Lord, the woman that comes and says, do you want to drink and wants to feed all of them and give all of my camels drink, that will be the one. And before he could even get that out of his mouth, there was a lady right there. And she said, can I give you drink? And ran and gave his camels drink. And he knew this was her. This was the bride. And he finds Rebecca, and it's clearly God's providence. And so he goes to the family, and that's where I want to start reading, is Genesis 24, starting with verse 50. And we see Rebekah's family answering the servant after he shares everything that happened, all the miracles that happened. Listen, I was talking, and then there she was, and I know this is God. This is her. She's the one. And this is what Rebekah's family said in verse 50. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, this thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass when Abraham's servant heard their words that he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. And he also gave precious things to her brother and her mother, and he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night.
Just ask me. Ask me. And I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the whole earth for your possession. If you dwell in me and my word dwells in you, you will ask and it will be given to you. Seek me, ask me, and I'll give you the nations. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open unto you. Lord, we're seeking. Lord, we're asking. Lord, we're knocking. Right now. Lord, we seek you and we'll find you. When we ask you, you're gonna give us the nations for our inheritance. Says, ask me and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance. When I seek you, I will find you. When I ask, it will be given. Ask me. Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. Lord, we ask you for the nations. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but he wants everyone to come to the knowledge of him. He wants to give you the nations. Calling you to ask me for the nations, they're yours. Ask and it will be given. Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive.
They just had a great time in the presence of God. And worshiped, and there was gifts given. Amen. Then he arose in the morning and he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10, and then after that she can go. Because see, back then, what would happen is she might not see her family again or might not see them for a really long time. And they're like, you know, this happened all of a sudden. We don't want her to go yet. Let her stay a little while. In verse 56, he said to them, do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. See, Rebekah had a choice that day, and we have a choice as well. All of the gifts that were given is symbolic of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he was giving her gifts before she ever got to the house. Earrings. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Bracelets, all these things, and just the gifts went on and on and on. But then when it came down, she had to make a choice. Am I going to go? Am I going to listen, in our case, and the symbolism here with Eleazar actually means comforter. That's what his name means. Isn't that something? She had to make a choice. Will I follow God's will for my life? And we have the same choice. Will I listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit? Will I learn to walk in the Holy Spirit and know that He is in me, that He dwells in me? Will I understand that He is going to teach me the Word of God? Will I understand that He is going to give spiritual gifts and that by faith, I, over the overflow of my life, I can function in those gifts? Do I understand and know that the presence of the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in me in such a way that He comforts me and is with me and gives me peace? Can I walk in such a way with the Holy Spirit that I understand that He convicts me of sin? So that I'm no longer just running around. This is probably a crazy way to put it, but so I'm no longer just running around worried every second I'm going to do something wrong.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast today. I hope you have been encouraged. We're going to conclude this program with a title track from our new soaking CD, Thirsty. I hope you enjoy it. God bless you.
God desires for your heart to be a habitation for His presence. Lord, we just come into your presence right now. Lord, we honor you. We're thirsty for your presence. I set my heart and my soul to seek my Lord today. We seek your face. We know that when we seek you with our whole heart, we'll find you. I'm thirsty, Lord. Just tell him right now, I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty for your presence. Fill me up. As the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. Each day the Lord pours His unfailing love upon you. Through the night we sing His songs, and we pray to God who gives us life. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up to the overflow of your presence. Fill our hearts with your love, God. Fill our hearts with your joy as we soak in your presence today. Just tell Him right now, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for you. I need to take a drink of the living water. Nothing else will ever satisfy me but your presence, Lord. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet. Let me see your face. For your face is lovely. As I seek you with my whole heart, Lord, I know today, right now, that I find you.
Encouraging Word is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, the Sounds of Faith.